Thank you, Madam Chair. In the last few years, Romania has taken a series of actions in the field of DMF safety, among which I would like to mention a few of them as follows. Regarding Objective A, understanding the risk related to DMF, an inventory of all DMF in the mining industry was carried out, and these are classified as active, in process of closure, closed, and greened. Also, some of the active ones are sites subject to the Seveso III directive or to the directive 2006/21/EC on the management of waste from extractive industries. In a first stage, starting from the UNICE methodology for improving TMF safety, the methodology which was developed within the project which our Serbian colleagues already mentioned, we apply this within a theoretical and practical field training event at the facilities of an operator ongoing TMF within the Danube TMF project. Regarding the objective B, addressing TMF risk through governance policy, we have translated the methodology into Romanian language. We are also amending the legislation implementing the Directive 2006/21/EC to improve, in particular, the cooperation between competent authorities, as well as for an integrated approach to planning for accidents at TMF. This amendment is also based on the results on an audit of the way in which the national legislation is implemented in Romania for this directive, mine waste industry, conducted from the end of 2023 and in the first part of 2024. Another aspect that I would like to highlight is that starting from 2023, we are amending the territorial planning code in which the chapter dedicated to the technological risks consider a safety distance between all industrial objectives, including TMFs and residential areas, by using the best practices at the European level. Regarding the objective C, prevention and preparedness for accidental water pollution, in 2024, we focus on updating the external emergency plan of TMFs fallings under the Seveso III directive and the Directive 2006/21/EC, in particular on updating the scenarios by including aspects related to transboundary effects and on consulting the public in the process of updating these plans. We are also updating the procedure for transboundary notification of accidents at Seveso and TEA operators, in which we included notification in the languages of the neighboring countries, not only in English, as well as communication protocol that must be activated as soon as we have information related to possible transboundary effects. Regarding the question number two, we have the same good practices like mentioned Serbia, two projects on TMF. We were partner in this project, I mean the first one in 2019-2020, and this year it's a continuation of the first one with the second phase, project which include among Romania and Serbia also other countries like Bosnia-Herzegovina, Bulgaria, Croatia, Czech Republic, Hungary, Republic of Moldova, Slovakia, and Slovenia. So that's for my part. Thank you very much.